It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 2nd, 2018. It's the birthday of French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, born in 1834 at Colmar, in northeastern France near the German border. He is best known for designing Liberty Enlightening the World, commonly known as the Statue of Liberty. He was born to a family of German Protestant heritage, with his family name romanticized from Barthold. His father died when Bartholdi was 2 years old, and afterwards he moved with his mother and his older brother Jean-Charles to Paris, where another branch of the family resided. In Colmar, Bartholdi took drawing lessons, and in Paris he studied sculpture and architecture. Later on he took up painting, but eventually he would return to sculpture exclusively. In 1855 and 1856 he traveled extensively to Yemen and Egypt, and this trip sparked his later interest in sculpture on a colossal scale. In 1869, he returned to Egypt to propose a new lighthouse to be built at the entrance of the Suez Canal, which was newly completed at the time. The lighthouse, which was to be called Egypt Carrying the Light to Asia, and shaped as a massive draped figure holding a torch, was never actually commissioned, but clearly the idea remained in his imagination. In 1871, he made his first trip to the United States, where he pitched the idea of a massive statue as a gift from the French to the Americans in honor of the centennial of American independence. The idea resulted in the Statue of Liberty, which was completed in 1886. It was rumored in France that the face of the statue was modeled after Bartholdi's mother. The figure stands 151 feet and 1 inch high, and the top of the torch is at an elevation of 305 feet 1 inch from the mean low tide mark. It was the largest work of its kind that had ever been completed up to that point in history. During this period, Bartholdi also sculpted a number of monuments for American cities, including a cast iron fountain in Washington, D.C., completed in 1878 and currently located in the U.S. Botanic Garden on the grounds of the Capitol. A prolific creator of statues, monuments, and portraits, Bartholdi exhibited at the Paris salons until the year of his death from tuberculosis at age 70 in 1904. He also remained active with diverse mediums, including oil painting, watercolor, photography, and drawing. His hometown, Colmar, has a number of statues and monuments by the sculptor, as well as a museum founded in 1922 in the house where he was born. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 2nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.